Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
One more show in the studio this week, and then we are off to Cape Ann and to Roadshow number 7. And so tomorrow morning, we will see you, all of you incredible Gloucester and surrounding community people, at the Beauport Hotel, right there on the water in Gloucester. It is St. Peter's Fiesta weekend, and a lot of activities up there, and cannot wait to get there later on this afternoon. And tonight, we are doing pregame at my place by the sea, and we'll be joined by our hockey analyst on this program, Mike Milbury, because that is his sister's restaurant. And so we will see you tonight, and then we'll see you tomorrow morning at the Beauport Hotel for the second to last roadshow of this fourth roadshow season.
Oh. And Greg, I hope, I don't know if you got the email I just got from Tom from Gloucester. We're going to have to bring stool samples before going to the Beauport.
Okay. All right. Well, I am anxiously awaiting tomorrow morning, and we cannot wait to see all of you. So they said it coming up in about 15 minutes, and we will go over what Brad Stevens said about Jason Tatum's recovery timetable, and we will certainly discuss what one MLB insider says about the likelihood that Jaron Duran is soon to be a goner for this Red Sox team. So, but we have leads left this morning. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We heard from Brad Stevens yesterday, and I'm praying, because I trust Brad Stevens, that he is not pulling a fast one on us. Just, I'm going to play it, and we can talk about it after. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I think we're certain to have some really good players on our roster. Right. I mean, even you look at our roster right now today, we've got a lot of really good basketball players that have done a lot of good things in this league, and several of them have done a lot of great things here. And so we'll see how it all pans out and what it all looks like. But, like, you know, I expect us to go out and compete with all we've got to be the very best we can. And that will always be the case. And we'll do our best to put the right group together and at the same time regain some flexibility and maximize some asset return. But I do think, like, we've got a good group, and it's a really, again, we've got the foundation, obviously, with Jalen and Jason and D. White and Peyton and all those guys that, you know, a lot of teams would love to have.
So the foundation is Jalen, Jason, D. White, and Peyton Pritchard.
Okay.
To me, if you're going out and saying that in the media, mm-hmm. that's you saying, I don't care about the reports. I don't care about how many times Shams Charania is going to say that Jaylen Brown is on the trading block.
I don't care what you're going to throw in our face when it comes to what you'll give us.
Yep. I understand a lot of teams would love to have these guys. This is the foundation for the Celtics moving forward. We're going to find the pieces to add to go with them. Now, in regards to Curtis's lead, which was great, they also said, Curtis, he also said yesterday, Curtis, that top priority for them was to re-sign Al Horford and Luke Kornet.
Yeah, I heard that.
So I do think that maybe they were planning on running it back.
Do you think Al Horford, who is near the end,
right,
wants to play another year here without Jason Tatum?
No.
I don't think he'd want to end on a season like that.
He is getting, but I just don't know if can he wait another year?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like, he is getting offers, apparently, to go elsewhere. Like, okay.
When you want to go to a contender? Because even, Courtney, it's a really good lead. But I would ask the room this. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Luke Kornet, and Simon, your starters. P. Pritch, Al, and Hauser coming off the bench. Does that sound like a team that can win a championship and beat Oklahoma City?
Who's your big? Like
Kornet and Al Horford.
Okay, no.
But that's my, right.
Even
if Tatum was healthy, I would still.
With Tatum healthy, yes, you can absolutely win the East. The East is not that good,
right? But you got to figure out. Let's say Giannis ends up in New York.
Okay.
Right. You couldn't beat the Knicks with that team and Porzingis.
While we were hurt.
But you had everybody.
But Jaylen Brown has been playing hurt the entire time.
Yeah, but also Karl Anthony Towns. The Knicks were banged up too.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't like, I just, I that's why I asked the question. If Tatum was healthy and it was Tatum, Brown, D. White, Luke, Simon, Pete Pritch, Al, and Hauser.
Yeah, I think they could be good. Also,
I didn't ask if you could be good.
But yeah, I think that they could make a run for it.
They could win a championship with that.
They could be in the finals with that team.
But here's what Wiggy's saying, and here's where I think I agree with him. Chisholm doesn't think it's worth the risk of $200 million being lit on fire in a tax. He only wants to spend that money in the second apron if you have a better than even chance of getting to a championship and winning one.
So I agree, Curtis, but then wouldn't that make it so you're out of the tax right now? When Tatum comes back healthy, it gives them more incentive to spend and add even more. So that starting lineup of Tatum, Brown, White, Pritchard, and whoever, like, will be probably slightly different around Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown when Tatum comes back healthy. Because at that point, they're willing to spend money because they know it won't be burning cash on fire.
This is Walter from Boston. Hey, Walter.
Bitcoin.
Hey, what's going on? I was trying to call yesterday. Shine is right. The East is trash. The Knicks are the best team in the East right now because Indiana's not going to have Halliburton. Milwaukee's a one-man team. There's really, even with the Celtics the way they are right now, they're going to be like a fourth seed if they stay healthy with what they have now.
Yeah, don't forget Cleveland, though.
Yeah, but Cleveland's just they're the same team. They're a great regular season team. When the playoffs come, it's going to blow because they don't play physical. It's like, so if they had Tatum, I'd still have them as a chance to get to the chip. You guys have a good day.
Okay.
Because I think, like, with that roster that they have this year isn't as good as they had last year, and you lost to the Knicks. Now, you could say this one's hurt, but everybody's hurt, right? Now, when you come this year, you have no elite defender in Jrue Holiday. You have no true big scorer that can do a ton, like Porzingis.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have, you're going to have Tatum, Brown, and D. White, and P. Pritch. Because Simon's going to be, remember, he's on an expiring contract.
This is Jim from Weymouth. Hey, Jim.
How you doing this morning?
What's up?
Listen, I am sick and tired of hearing people saying the Celtics are the better team than the Knicks. Maybe in the regular season they were, but they were not the better team in that series. And if they were, they would have won that series. It's like Cordell Stewart back in the day saying the better team doesn't always win when the Patriots beat the Steelers.
Yeah, but Jim, if they play that series 100 times, if they play that series 100 times, how many times do the Celtics win? More than 50?
They would have lost that series if Tatum didn't get injured.
Right. Jim, do you think Super Bowl 42, Jim, Super Bowl 42, did the best team win that game?
I'm not talking about the Patriots here. The Celtics were not the better team in that series.
Yes, they were, and they just lost the series.
And the better team loses all the time.
Yes.
The Rams were a better team than the Patriots. No offense, Wiggy, but the Patriots won.
Yeah, with Tatum healthy, they were clearly the more talented.
Yeah,
100%.
They were the better team on paper.
They were a 10-1 favorite. What are we talking about?
But remember, the game's not played on paper. So it'll be interesting to see. I still think it's really going to depend on what the season looks like and what the Celtics are going to do if they're in the mix, which they probably will be, because I agree to a certain extent the East is not great. But then what do they do? Like, who's going to be that other piece when Tatum comes back? Because I'm looking at championships. Who the hell cares about getting to the playoffs? I want to know, can you win a championship? Can you beat Oklahoma City?
Yeah, and I would give the Chisholm era a C- off the start with doing this, immediately pulling away from the team and then telling everybody you wouldn't have done it if Tatum was healthy. Not a great, clear messaging from the top, the new Celtics organization.
Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So LeBron James, he's got a new podcast now with Steve Nash, and he said something on there that I agree with, that I would like to see the NBA adopt on what the NFL does when it comes to their awards and players. So here's LeBron James talking about the NBA awards.
You know, I think that just the clarity of what the defensive player award actually means.
Mm-hmm. So like some sort of criteria.
Some type of criteria. I did think about how like the NFL does Offensive Player of the Year and MVP. I thought that could possibly be something in our league where you give a offensive player of the year, you know, and an MVP.
Right.
You know, not saying we should do it, but it was something that was like pretty cool, like in the NFL, how they do that. They do the offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year.
That's a great point.
MVP.
We have defense.
Yeah.
We don't have offense. We have defense and MVP.
Right.
So hold on. That's Rich. A guy who doesn't play defense is telling you how you ought to structure the Defensive Player of the Year award.
Who don't play defense?
LeBron James.
LeBron James is like a 10 times all-defensive player.
He
stinks. Stop it, Greg. No.
He might play less now because he's old, but he's a good defender.
Yeah. He's one of the elite, he was one of the elite defenders. I would look at, and I agree with him, I like the Offensive Player of the Year in basketball. To, you know, have it separate than the MVP because then...
Did he go on to say he wanted it to be named after him?
No, he didn't say that. Maybe it would be named after him.
I think it should be the LeBron James Award.
He's setting that up for the future, though, because he is the one who scored the most points, so he is setting that award up for the future. But I do agree, like, the MVP and I think SGA deserves it more than anybody, but I do like...
They should give him an Academy Award.
Hey!
But I agree with LeBron.
He's a king flopper. It's called the King Flop Award.
They give those awards out.
Flop of the year goes to LeBron, King James again.
I believe those are the Razzies.
And least modest superstar for the third year in a row goes to LeBron.
Look at this flop. Nobody even touched him. It's amazing. We're going to give him an award for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
But that's what you would do, Wiggy?
I like the fact that, you know, that he brings that up. They should have, because they have a defensive player of the year. Why not give up an offensive player of the year?
Okay. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
I don't know how much of my lead we can share on the visual platforms that this show is broadcast on, YouTube and Twitch. But yesterday there was an unfortunate wardrobe malfunction that was suffered by a member of the U.S. Track team. His name is Chris Robinson, and he was doing the hurdles. And I don't know if he...
I don't know if
he forgot to put a jock on, or the shorts are not tight enough.
And he still won, right?
I think the shorts broke. Because I watched this without the blur.
100 times?
Nope, just twice. Okay. And it is, he's uncomfortable. He's trying to adjust. Like, I think
it's out the entire race.
Yeah.
Bulls as well.
thank you for clarifying for those who are listening. The poor guy.
Yeah.
The thing is just flopping out there in the wind. Like, and by the way, he went on to win the race, to win the hurdles.
Yeah.
Well, you got to run like this every time now, right?
Imagine winning the hurdles playing the pole vault.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good. It's I don't really know. It's the shorts. I think you got to know who you are because, like, Courtney once did the lead on the different inches. And I guess when you're packing a little bit more, you want to make sure that
is that what the issue is?
Yeah, I don't think it has
dominated the world, though.
Because the guy running next to him has the same shorts on, but is not having the same problem.
That's why I think it broke.
Like, it didn't break.
Well, you know how sometimes the shorts have the little undies inside, the mesh undies?
Yeah.
I think the undies broke.
Guys should be disqualified for trying to manipulate with a three-legged race.
I can't wait to watch the schlong jump today.
Imagine if there was a photo finish. And they said he won by a nose.
It's from the start. It's not even just like in your normal wardrobe malfunction, you get like a nip slip or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is just out for the entire world to see.
And he's got a Kool-Aid smile on his face. Like, get your hands off my penis.
But he tries to fix it in the beginning. That's why I'm confused. God. How uncomfortable must that have been?
He won by a head.
Yeah. And he doesn't probably, you can clearly tell he doesn't want to wear the spandex because some guys don't like those on their thighs.
Isn't that just like the ultimate flex, though? Like, it's
pretty impressive.
Are you suggesting he did it on purpose?
Well, maybe he was having some trouble on the dating apps and he just wanted to really put himself out there for the people.
Yeah.
Because I bet there may be some interested parties there.
Yeah.
The guy behind him lost in multiple ways.
And he won, like, you know, fairly easy.
It's unbelievable.
I'm surprised that thing didn't knock down one of the hurdles.
The guy probably I probably gained a million female followers after that yesterday.
It's like Chris Jones when he ran his 40-yard dash.
Greg, do you remember at the Olympics when the guy got his junk caught on the pole vaulting part? Yes. Who do you think looks better, this guy or that guy?
I mean,
oh, this guy's loving it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
See, when he's on the ground, he's just smiling. I don't even think he put it back in.
No.
I think he just laid there and smiled. Look at him.
He did not. He didn't put it back in. He doesn't care.
No, he's like, yeah. He's like, oh, get a picture of that.
But it's but honestly, as a
guy, want to zoom out.
It probably is for women too, but for a guy, it's freeing. Like,
yeah,
you know, walking around like that.
That's why
like,
I go to nude beaches.
It is you go to the nude beaches. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
Great lead, Greg.
Congratulations to Chris Robinson.
Wow. And by the way, by 9, this lead will be placed on Courtney.
Speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Hold on 1 second, Courtney. This is John from Providence listening to us in Rhode Island. Hey, John.
Hey, guys, great show. Greg, I just didn't know. I mean, obviously, the under over on how many times Courtney watched it. But does the guy get extra points for throwing the hammer during that contest?
Yes, he is participating in the hammer throw later on. That's his next activity. Yes. All right, sorry.
That's all right.
Trending it will never not be funny.
Trending now brought...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
To you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped their third and final with the Angels, getting swept after jumping out with a 2-0 lead in the first. Final score was 5-2. Richard Fitz went 4 innings, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits while striking out 6. The guy's off tonight before returning to Fenway to take on the Blue Jays tomorrow. Cooper Flagg is headed to Dallas. The Maine native was the number one overall pick last night in the 2025 NBA draft. The Celtics took forward Hugo Gonzalez from Real Madrid with their number 28 pick. Brad Stevens spoke after the first round, talked about all the guys that he are going to be returning, so hoping that Jaylen Brown will stay here in Boston. The Bruins are showing off their new identity with refreshed logos and uniforms. The focus is the future, but paying homage to the past. Cam Neely released a statement about the look, saying next season marks the start of a new chapter in Boston Bruins history, and as we turn the page, we are excited to do so. With a new look and feel, combining some fan-favorite elements from the past with a refreshed style, these sweaters are going to look sharp on TD Garden Ice in the fall.
I didn't hear this, but in the Twitch chat this morning, KD Ring 3 says that the other participants in the hurdle were upset because Chris Robinson was hogging the lane. So... there may be some repercussions there later on. But go ahead. Sorry.
And it's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with symmetrical all-wheel drive to take any summer adventure on or off the road. SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Hey, Chris, you got 5 minutes. We need a javelin.
Yeah, no. Thank God the other guys didn't get confused and think it was the baton.
Oh,
Oh, that is true. that guys been, reaching back, waiting for the baton.
That would have been very unfortunate.
Why are you pulling it away?
Okay. All right.
We will have They Said It coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.